in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Hi, Elmo Winters here with the Kingdom Group International. Thank you for joining us for the Building the Bridge podcast. We take you back today to our last Men's Unity Breakfast, where I posed a couple of questions to our audience. Listen up for the questions and hear how the men met the challenge to share their thoughts.
I'm really believing that God has challenged us to dynamically impact our divided world. That means, guys, that we got to do what we have to do in a very radical way to make a difference. To make a difference, not just come together and have breakfast as we're doing this morning, but to go beyond this. In fact, let me state that very positively. We're not here just to eat the bacon. We're not here just to have a good time, have fellowship in here. We have always designed and promoted and hosted this event to be a catalyst that ought to start something radically happening in our circles of influence, spheres of influence, okay? It's important, guys. We have got to do this. And if we don't do it again, I just believe that this nation is headed for the worst time it's ever seen. We're going to go to some places we don't want to go to. We're going to have to extend some graces. We're going to have to listen and listen and listen and listen before we speak or react. But the goal is, if we're going to make a difference, that's how it's got to start. Consider our questions this morning. They are, I think, the Men's Unity Breakfast. Our approach is making a difference to our divided world. If yes, explain how and give details. If not, what are some ways we can dynamically impact our world? The second question is simply this. Who, and we ask this all the time, who will you seek to connect with from your table, from your meeting room, from your church, from the way you work, your community? Who will you seek to connect with? Who will you connect with from another people group? It's important in your church, job, and other places.
Three grandfathers spread out from California to North Carolina and back to Louisiana found their love and blessing of their grandchildren as their greatest joy. This was one great thing they had in common. Rodney, William, and Larry said this about the Men's Unity Breakfast and the effectiveness of the work of the Kingdom Group.
The first question about the approach and about the effectiveness of the Unity Breakfast, we said we had testimony to say that it's being effective. Larry gave testimony about some a relationship that he had that really spurned itself from the fact that he was part of the Unity Breakfast. We were saying that a seed had been planted in his heart and his mind about the need. Amen. To go out and make friends with somebody that didn't look like him. And he prayed about it. And lo and behold, God provided him an opportunity to have a relationship with somebody who didn't look like him. And he had to make sacrifices and be obedient in order for it to happen. But he did. So we kind of say, you know, we have to take some responsibility for making this Unity Breakfast and this approach that we use work. The other thing was we said about was that be careful not to put too much emphasis on taking inventory. We kind of talked about how a lot of times, you know, if God is in it and it's for God to do it, we might not see numbers.
Right.
We talked about Noah, 100 and so years of praying. Well, only a few souls were saved. It looked like every one of the prophets would complain about their effectiveness because they were looking at numbers. Mm-hmm. So we kept saying, hey, look, be careful. You're being effective. There's things we could do, but don't put too much emphasis on the numbers. And the second question was easy because it was just three of us at the table. Right. And for me, two of the three didn't look like me. So Bill, he says he's going to take responsibility of getting us information and keeping us connected over the next month.
Okay.
And then lastly, everybody, we want to encourage Elmo and let him know that, hey, look, don't worry about it. God's got it. You're doing the best you can do. You're doing what God called you to do. Like we say, lead the results up to God. But you are being effective, and we appreciate you. We love you.
Amen. And he said there was not a lot of diversity at his table. Ewart, who's African-American, and James, who's Caucasian, found Christianity as their most common bond. And here's what they had to say.
Top of the morning to you, James Campbell, representing a really small table, just me and Brother Ewart. Not a lot of diversity there. Both Christian men, so, you know, not a lot of diversity, but a lot of love and respect at that table. So one of the things that we talked about, I won't hammer it because some of it was already covered, reaching out to younger people through high schools, football coaches, so on and so forth. It's getting the message out to a younger audience. You know, just reaching out, trying to cast the net a little bit wider. One of the things we talked about was intentionality. One of the things about intentionality, we talk about that a lot here at the men's breakfast. One thing for us that we both agreed on was that we need to choose more uncomfortable topics for these breakfasts. You know, things that really push people outside of their comfort zones. You know, something to where, even if you want to, even if it's your nature to try to have a surface level discussion, the question and the topic won't allow you to, you know, really push people there, you know, and really avoiding the surface discussions. So that's one thing that we found, that some people are perfectly content with that when they show up. I think some people need a little help, and I think we can work to do that. Another thing that Brother Ewart brought up that I thought was really insightful, and it's something that I've kind of noticed, and I had a very long way of explaining it, and he brought it to a point. He said we need to destroy the win-lose proposition. You know, the idea that if we come together, okay, one of us has to win and one of us has to lose. You know, we need to do away with that. We need to be intentional about it. You know, driving that key word, intentionality. That's definitely something that I've noticed that prevents people from wanting to participate. Some people feel like they have nothing to gain. Some people feel like they have everything to lose. You know, we need to be intentional about rectifying that, you know, bringing people in. Another thing that Brother Ewart brought up that I thought was pretty good was doing some work to build and shape our core team. You know, the core team that's here that shows up, you know, we're up against a well-oiled machine in terms of messaging, what we're up against, right? Well-oiled machine. You know, 30-minute dialogue once a month among the core team, I'm talking about, you know, possibly something outside of this event, you know, where we get intentional, you know, because we're up against indoctrination. You know, the root word of indoctrination is doctrine. You know, what is our doctrine? Are we consistent? Are we as consistent as what we're up against? Can we go out as a team and everybody knows whatever every other person is going to say? You know, we all on message. Do we know how to respond to things that are outside of our culture? You know, how are we going to know that? By learning from each other. So.
From the states of Texas and Virginia in the U.S. and as far away as Honduras, here a summary of what Don, Tori, and Bruce shared.
This is Don. I had group three, and hey. I was blessed to have Bruce and Tori in the room with me, and we had a good conversation, talked about some things that you hit upon in your opening, the challenge of getting people who might provoke us into some intentionally provoking conversations on this subject. And also talked about the need to just get more men involved. then talked about the second question, who would we connect with? We talked more about groups. How do we take this message and integrate it with other groups that we're already working with? Tori is a school superintendent, so he talked about how does he get that to a group of principals. He's also in a ministerial type organization. How do you get it into a group like that? Bruce talked about how he's in different social groups and how he can start to, you know, get the unity message in there. And we also talked about some things maybe that could be done between the monthly unity breakfasts to keep us on target, to keep us focused, keep us thinking, and even conversation starters that we could use for people that we want to go out and approach. So it was a great meeting, and these guys, we also talked about going to the people where you see energy, what Tori called the trailblazers, and what Bruce just referred to as busy people, that you got to go somewhere where you see some passion and then enlisted in our mission of unity.
What is it? The Men's Unity Breakfast, the Kingdom Group International Incorporated, promotes racial and cultural healing and unity. As directed by Christ, the goal is to bring oneness among all people groups worldwide. The structure for accomplishing this is headship, friendship, partnership, fellowship, and relationship. These are the next best progressive steps to provoking racial and cultural healing. Join the Unity Movement and attend a Men's Unity Breakfast. Visit kingdomgroup.co to register for an upcoming Unity event. That's kingdomgroup.co. Register today. We look forward to meeting you there.
Now, here's your chance. Tell me what you think. Call me, text me, email me. We want to hear from you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the call that is on the Kingdom Group. We thank you, dear God, that you called us in this hour to dynamically impact our divided world. We thank you for doors that are opening all over the country for us to share the message of unity through the Men's Unity Breakfast. Thank you, God, for all that you do in our lives. We praise you today. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, Alma Winters signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.